On the radio, you make the call on DPI, and more on the radio. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There are so many things about high school sports that help celebrate its local nature and community spirit. And one of them is local radio coverage of games on stations like you're listening to right now. And as this new sports season gets underway, there are a couple of stations celebrating a milestone together, as this fall marks the 77th consecutive year they will be broadcasting local school games. WTCM came on the air in 1941 up in Traverse City and has been a family affair for its entire existence, owned and operated by the Biederman family. When Les Biederman launched that station in January that year, community members immediately expressed interest in the station broadcasting high school basketball games. The first conversations with Traverse City school officials were positive, so plans were executed for the broadcast. But shortly before the game, the story goes, Biederman was told the broadcast was off, because of a fear that no one would read the story of the game in the local newspaper the next day. Jack O'Malley, the current program director at the station and a veteran high school play-by-play man himself, picks it up from there.
Well, the town had already been told, and they'd been promoting the fact that this would happen. So at 7 o'clock, when they were supposed to go on the air, they announced that said, we were going to do the game tonight, but permission has been revoked, so we can't do it. And then they left the microphones open so that everybody could hear the basketball dribbling, the crowd cheering. And about 15 minutes later, the superintendent was at Les's door saying that the phones have gone crazy. You've got to do the game. And they started with the game, and we've been doing high school sports ever since.
Now let's go across Lake Michigan to the westernmost town in our state, Ironwood, where WJMS had already been on the air for 10 years, but 1941 being the first year of records found of the station covering high school basketball. Over the years, WJMS gave birth to some great sports announcers, most notably the recently deceased Bob Olson, who did play-by-play of Michigan Tech hockey for 35 years, and Joe Blake, who went on to Marquette to fame as a college hockey announcer for Northern Michigan. But the current-day announcer at the station, Rod Halverson, told us it was a third talent, Harry Rizzi, from whom he learned how to wrap his arms around the local teams.
He made the games really personable. He would get to know the players by the first names. He wouldn't just use their last names. He would use first names sometimes. And that's how close he got to the programs, is that he would sometimes broadcast a game and use a lot of the first name of the players, which I thought was really a nice touch. I'm doing some of that now, and I'm trying to emulate the two guys before me, Terry Rivy and Gary Aho.
There's a lot more to this story, and you can check out my piece this week on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's check out your knowledge of high school football rules with You Make the Call. The quarterback drops back to pass, and his intended receiver gets a step on the cornerback. As the ball approaches the receiver, the defensive player sticks his hands and arms out in front of the receiver's face without contact. The receiver loses sight of the ball, and the pass falls to the ground. What's the call? A National High School Playing Rule instituted last year removed the penalty of face guarding without contact. The change brought high school football rules in line with collegiate and professional rules. The pass is incomplete, and there's no flag for defensive pass interference.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. And now a closing word about our topic of the day. It was always a big thing growing up to watch the local radio guys show up at the gym, and even now as the landscape morphs with new local legends behind the microphones and a new delivery system in some places, the internet, radio broadcasts of high school athletic events are still something that will continue to set these games apart from other youth sports, adding value to and preaching the values of these educational endeavors. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.